Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now back to that news that we brought you a little earlier, that Christian Horner has been sacked as the Red Bull team principal. His dismissal comes 17 months after he was accused by a female colleague of inappropriate behaviour, and he was twice exonerated of those claims. Andrew Benson is the BBC's chief Formula One writer and he joins me on the line. Andrew, thank you for taking our call this morning. So what's going on? He's been sacked with immediate effect.
Exactly, yes. And it obviously follows a tumultuous 18 months at Red Bull. It obviously started with those accusations of sexual harassment and coercive controlling behaviour, as you say, but there's been a whole raft of issues since then. The team's form has declined. Verstappen, although he won the championship last year, he only won two of the last 14 races and he's only won two of the first 12 this year. The team are fourth in the Constructors' Championship at the moment. There's been a lot of internal Formula One politics going on in the background, which Horner's been involved in. And then there's the question about Max Verstappen's future with Mercedes courting him for next year, even though he's under contract to Red Bull. I think if you mix all that stuff up, shake it around a bit, you end up with this sort of mélange of an answer as to why this has happened.
Mm-hmm. You're not hearing, though, that it's related either to the performance of the team or those allegations that he was exonerated of. It's not clear what has happened here today.
It's not completely clear yet. So what I would say, it's not directly as a consequence of the allegations 18 months ago. So he was cleared by two internal rebel investigations. We don't know externally what might happen in the future, but those were internal investigations which cleared him.
So take us through then.
That's kind of in the mix.
Yeah.
And then there's this situation. And then there's the situation within the team itself, competitively and also politically. So I think that's the main sort of catalyst, if you like, but but you can't ignore the fact that we've had this timeline going back 18 months that's taken us to this point.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a bit more then about Max Verstappen. You said there that his future with Red Bull might be in doubt. So what's going on?
Well, he's under contract till the end of 2028, but he wants to win. You know, he's a winning machine, and he's obviously not happy about their competitive position at the moment. He's third in the Drivers' Championship behind the two McLaren drivers, Oscar Piastri and Lando Norris, and he appears to have no real chance of catching them up. Red Bull are trying to improve their car. It's not really worked so far. His teammate, Yuki Tsunoda, is really struggling. Now, he's not a top-level driver, but it emphasises the difficulties that that car has. And we've now had 12 months of Red Bull's form being in this place, 12 months of them trying to sort it out, 12 months of them not managing to. In the meantime, they've lost Adrian Newey. He's a sort of like regarded as the greatest Formula One car designer in history. He left in April, or he resigned in April of last year, as a direct consequence of the situation with the sexual harassment complaint, as well as internal politics that were going on regarding him. They've also lost a guy called Jonathan Wheatley, who was their sporting director for a long, long time. He's now team principal at Sauber. Newey is now at Aston Martin. And there's another guy who's left called Will Courtney, who is their head of strategy. He's moving to McLaren, although Horner had been holding him to his contract. So there's a lot of dissatisfaction internally within Red Bull has been. It's been quite an unsettled environment. And Verstappen likes settled environments. Mm-hmm. And Mercedes want him for next year. And we don't know what he's going to decide. But the fact that they're potentially could lose one of the greatest drivers in history is obviously going to be part of the mix that led to this decision today.
Well, you'd wonder what's going to emerge now in the coming hours about the Verstappen situation, given that this has happened today and it seems that it was a decision that was taken urgently by Red Bull. Just to talk a little bit more about the Red Bull team, I mean, relatively new arrivals on the scene. I know they're around for two decades, but they were sort of the upstarts, weren't they, of Formula One? And they really put it on the map in terms of expanding the audience and bringing new eyes to the sport.
Well, yes, they came in 2005. Horner's been team principal since they entered the sport. He's actually the longest serving team principal in Formula One. And when they started, they were the disruptors, as you say. They sort of came in with this kind of rock and roll image. They played loud music in the garage. And they were trying to be different. As they've become more successful, obviously they had a very dominant period in the beginning of the 2010s, and they had another dominant period through the early part of the 2020s. They became much more controlled and corporate. So I would say that disruptor image is definitely gone. Certainly within Formula One, even if the kind of wider Red Bull brand has that sensibility to it, but they've become partly. They've almost become inseparable from Horner. And as Horner's become sort of almost bigger than the team in some ways, you know, he's married to Jerry Halliwell, the former Spice Girl. Some people say that the way he behaved within the team had changed. He'd become more, you know, it had become more, he'd started to not be able to separate himself from the team, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
They've become quite unpopular within Formula One. And he's obviously become a divisive figure, not just through the situation that's happened over the last 18 months, but also just generally with the way he conducts himself in public. So they're not the upstarts anymore. They're very much part of the establishment. And I think, of course, it's really interesting to think about what's going to happen next. The new team principal is a guy called Laurent Mekies, who was the team principal of Racing Bulls, their second team. He's a very different figure from Horner. He's the kind of engineer by trade. He's worked his way up through other teams, much quieter, and doesn't seek the spotlight in the way that Horner had started to do since he became involved with Jerry Halliwell. So it's a very significant change in character, public, outward-facing character for the team. And I'm really interested to see what happens moving forward.
Yeah, I think we all are. Andrew, thank you very much. Andrew Benson there, the BBC's chief Formula One writer. Coming up next, we'll be joined by mental health experts Harry Barry and Anne-Marie Craven on how to cope with the most devastating bereavements. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.